Iraq's defense minister wrapped up his official visit to Tehran. Saadun al-Dulaimi, Iraq's defense minister, arrived in the Iranian capital on Monday, heading a high-ranking delegation, and held talks with senior Iranian officials on bilateral defense cooperation and leading regional and international issues. The Iraqi defense minister held two rounds of talks with his Iranian counterpart. On Thursday, in a joint press conference with his Iraqi counterpart, Iran's defense minister expressed the Islamic Republic's readiness to equip and strengthen the Iraqi army, saying countries in the Middle East are capable of restoring regional security.
An independent, united, strong and secure Iraq guarantees regional security and prepares the ground for the country's progress. Stability and security in the region will be achieved through collective cooperation among regional countries and not through security imported to the Middle East by extra-regional states, which are only pursuing their own interests.
The Iranian minister noted that both Iran and Iraq are located in a sensitive and strategic region and called on the two countries to improve cooperation based on mutual confidence and common interests to present a new model for regional cooperation. The visit to Tehran by Iraq's defense ministry comes as Iran is marking the Sacred Defense Week, which commemorates the 33rd anniversary of the beginning of the Iraqi-imposed war on Iran.
The former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein imposed a devastating war on both nations of Iran and Iraq, whose impact still continue to overshadow the lives of both. But today, the two countries are friendly and are very close to each other because they have understood that fighting and years of hostility will solve nothing.
Praising Iran's view about the current crisis in Syria, the Iraqi official added,
"We hail Iran's positive stance on the ongoing crisis in Syria. Tehran and Baghdad share the same views on developments in Syria. The Syrian and Iraqi people are victims of organized terrorism, which aims to weaken independent and democratic countries in the region."
During his stay in Tehran, the Iraqi minister held talks with other senior officials, including Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, Ali Larijani, who called on all Iraqi groups to unite in order to set the stage for greater security in the country. After two rounds of talks, Iraq and Iran signed documents for defense cooperation, which, according to officials, will boost regional security. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.